Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started.
I get to be 70 this year. I've made it a bit along the path, and my husband and I just recently celebrated our 51st wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So I've been around the block a few times. And one of the things I like to say is that the road of life is a bumpy one, but the scenery is worth it.
Wow.
We've been through some things. I mean, I went into the military right out of high school.
Okay.
And I'm from Southern California, and my husband is from upstate New York, so we're clear across the country from each other. We met in Washington, D.C. at my first assignment.
Oh.
And we thought that that would be a wonderful thing to just be together forever. And so we got married and ended up with six wonderful children.
Wow.
And along the way, we got to do some traveling up and down and around the United States, and also spent 3 years in Germany, which was lovely. But life didn't go smoothly, and it never does, really. I mean, I know some very successful people, and knowing their stories, I'm shocked that they made it as far as they did, to be honest. Ours is similar. When we look at the challenges, shall we say, that we face in life, we get to choose how we're going to look at that.
Exactly.
So, for instance, in 2008, I had a podcasting business. I owned a podcasting network called Yactivate.com.
Wow.
And the real estate bubble burst. Well, mine was a business-to-business effort. And so all of my clients disappeared because their businesses went under. And our investors disappeared because their businesses went under. And it took us down with it. Well, we were living in a gated community, driving a nice car, traveling on a regular basis, all of those wonderful things. And then we were homeless. And all that was left was two suitcases and my laptop. Do you know what I learned from that?
Yeah.
I learned that stuff is just stuff.
So,
my library of books, my dragon collection. I had all these beautiful dragon statues that I kept getting gifts of, and all the things that you collect over a period of marriage. And by that time, our children were grown, and having children of their own, we were grandparents, and we lost everything, but we didn't lose everything because we still had the people who cared about us and loved us. And for a little while, we were sleeping on other people's couches, but we weren't on the street. We didn't go hungry. Okay. I think probably the most important thing we can do for our personal mental health is to recognize the people we have in our life who care about us and that we care about. One of the other things is I've discovered that when things are hard, the best thing you can do is reach out and help somebody else, because there's always somebody that's worse off than you are. And if you can make a difference in somebody's life, there's some joy in that. Matter of fact, there's probably the best joy that there is when you realize that you've done something good for somebody else.
So that's really lovely. So, dear listeners, like this episode needs no introduction because we are here with Bonnie Katie, like who has shared within this certain short span of time, she shared her life story, her life experiences, and I believe that's the most important thing, and that describes how about Bonnie. So it's really great. I'm really honored hosting this show with Bonnie, and who is the inspiring author whose life story embodies the resilience and the creativity. So let's continue this discussions because there's a lot to learn from her and there's a lot to experience from her experiences. So thank you so much, Bonnie, for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And my books happened because of hard things. I ended up in a wheelchair and I didn't know what to do anymore. Yeah. I was like, what do I do? And I thought that my life was kind of over. And then I remembered that I'd always wanted to write a book. And so I started writing science fiction fantasy novels. And now I'm about to publish the 8th book in a 9-book series in May.
Wow.
The same month that I turned 70. How fun is that? You know what the moral to that story is? Never give up on your dream.
Exactly.
So thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today. And I would love to come back on the show anytime.
Lovely. Great. So, Bonnie, like I have read your bio. I have got a little chance to learn about you. But for the listeners, like if you can share, like despite facing those significant challenges, such as cancer, life-changing injuries, you have pursued your dream of writing the novels. And also, like, you made us learn that never stop dreaming and never stop achieving those dreams. So how did these adversities shape your perspective on life and influence your writing?
Well, that's one of the things that I think probably stands out for me is how we get to choose every morning when we wake up. We can look at the day and go, oh, this is going to be terrible. I've got all these horrible things going on in my life. Or we can look at the day and say, what can I do today that will make a difference? And and instead of focusing on what you can't do, thinking about what you can do, that's a shift that takes hard things and make some opportunities to learn something new, opportunities to expand how we think about things. All of these different situations, it would have been really easy for me to just throw up my hands, but I came from family roots that right. taught me from the beginning that you can choose to do something about it. And if you can't do something about it, you can choose how you view the situation. For instance, as a learning experience, I've learned that I can do hard things and that I have people I can count on. I've learned that I want to be the kind person that somebody else can count on, because just like we were helped when we needed it, one of the things I try to do is pay it forward, to reach out to other people who could use my help. Now, there's a lot of things I can't do anymore, but I can reach out to uplift, to comfort, to cheer somebody on who's working hard at something. We have a young friend who lives in Kenya, lovely young man named Jacob, who we discovered about 3.5 years ago. And at the time he was struggling because he's a Sudan refugee. His parents were killed in the Sudan War. And he was living with an uncle in Nairobi, out of the refugee camp, but most of his family are still in the refugee camp. An aunt, his brother, and a few cousins that are left out of all of that. And we got to talking, and you know, the young man never asked me for anything, but he did mention that he'd love to get his education so that he can get a good job and get his family out of the refugee camp. And my heart just was so touched by that. And I knew what it felt like to be homeless or cut loose and with no apparent resources. And so my husband and I decided to help him. And so he will be getting, he is finishing his next to last trimester. Now he will be getting his degree this time next year, a bachelor's degree in computer science and business. And I'm so proud of him. And I've seen how hard he's worked and how he has sacrificed so much just to get his education so he can help his family. And that is, you know, that's the other thing about life is you meet wonderful people who teach you things because of their experiences and how they overcame things. It gives you confidence and teaches you how to, instead of saying, why me, saying, what can I do? What can I learn? How can this actually be turned into something good? When we think that way, eventually, things do get better.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's not hard. One of my favorite lines from a movie called The Princess Bride is the young man saying to the princess, life is hard, princess. Anyone who tells you different is selling you something. And I think that that's true. You know, a lot of people would like us to think that you can buy happiness. That's not how it works. Happiness comes from the satisfaction of good relationships and overcoming hard things and being there for other people. There's some great therapy in helping someone else.
Exactly. Exactly. True. So one more thing is like, from your experiences, if you can, like, many people struggle to stay positive in the face of adversity. So how have you managed to maintain that positive outlook of life? And what advice would you give to others who are going through the difficult times?
Right. Well, the thing about that is, as I said, life's you're going to have hard times. That's just normal. And so the first thing is to recognize that you're not unusual, that there are other people that are dealing with hard things too, that have successfully navigated those things. The other thing is to not, instead of being upset with yourself or upset with somebody else because of your circumstances, find solutions. Look for, well, you know, if I can't do this, what can I do? And that can is probably the most important thing for getting through something. First of all, be with other people. Don't try and do it on your own. Even if it's not a person who can necessarily directly help you, just someone that you can be close to and you can talk to about your situation. Who knows, they might come up with an idea you haven't had before. Also, don't be so hard on yourself. Recognize that we all make mistakes and do stupid things. We just do. And sometimes what's happening is definitely because of something we did wrong. Okay, but we don't have to stay in that zone. You know, acknowledge, yes, what I did was really stupid. Or what I did, I knew I shouldn't have done it before I did it. We all find ourselves in those situations, right? Where we do things that we're pretty sure we shouldn't have done in the first place. And then we pay the consequences for that. Sometimes also we pay the consequences for what other people do to us. and those kinds of things are out of our control, or a health issue that comes up unexpectedly, don't beat yourself up. That's not productive. Look at it, say, okay, is this of my own doing? If it is, fix it. If it isn't, then ask yourself, well, what can I do to change this? What can I do? And sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't change situations, but you can be grateful for the little things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
The fact that the sun is shining, or, I got water to drink, or I'm not cold, or, find something that you can look at and say, okay, that's a good thing. I can be happy about that for right now, until there's something else to be happy about.
Exactly. That's lovely. So how do you define the success? And what does it mean to you personally in the context of writing the journey and life as a whole?
Well, success is to me more, okay, so first of all, success to me isn't necessarily money. A lot of people define success as how rich are you. I look at it more in terms of abundance.
Okay.
When I accomplish something good, that's abundance to me. Having a husband who loves me and cares for me and takes so much of my difficulties in stride, friends, loved ones, children, grandchildren, and now great grandchildren for me. All of those things, that's success to me. I don't have to drive a fancy car. I don't have to wear the latest Paris fashions. Actually, I kind of prefer hanging out in t-shirts and sweats, to be honest. Most of the time when I'm riding, I'm dressed very, very casually and I'm comfortable. I find things to be grateful for in my life. And that's success to me. And success doesn't have to be this big, faraway destination.
Right.
Not at all. It can be as simple as, you know what? Today, I put in the words that I needed to write in order to move forward in my story. Or today, I made someone smile. That's a success. Count those up over time. That's abundance. Little successes in life of just doing something nice, doing something kind, being there for somebody else who needs you, or accomplishing something with your own gifts and talents by your own hard work. Those are all successes. And when we look at it that way, we can all be a success. Every single one of us can be successful in something, even if it's having a great smile.
That's really lovely. So looking ahead, what are your goals and the aspirations for the future, both in your writing career and the beyond?
Well, so I am getting ready to publish the 8th book in my series. So I'm going to complete that series by the end of this year. I have another series of children's books that I'm working on in collaboration with a couple of friends of mine who are clowns. I have all these children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren to interact with and to enjoy. People have asked me, oh, do you think that they're going to ever make your books into a movie? Well, I don't know about that. I haven't decided whether that's something I want to do to my books, because I've seen what some of the people who make movies out of books do to books, and I'm not always happy about it. But I have considered that. I've also, one of the things that I do to reach out is I mentor aspiring authors. So people who are striving to write a book and want to become an author, whether that's fiction or nonfiction, I lead a writer's group in Salinas, California Library on a Zoom call every month. I am going to be teaching at Barnes & Noble bookstore four workshops this year of helping writers write. I also am launching a brand new podcast myself that's all about giving back in the community. It's called Do Good Outreach, and it's about all of the organizations in our community who are doing good things and how we can help them help our community. So I do have a few projects going. I always do. I don't know how to not be busy. I like to crochet hats for the homeless when I'm just sitting and thinking. And I like to personally mentor various ones that I've gotten to work with through the high schools and other venues to allow me to help them eventually get their own books published. So that's pretty much what I'm up to these days.
Wow, that's really lovely. Great, Bonnie. It's really nice talking to you and knowing you, especially from and your experiences. So thanks for joining. And also, listeners, like, I believe like you have gained valuable insights from Bonnie's incredible journey. Her story reminds us that no matter what challenges we face, it's never too late to pursue our dreams and find that fulfillment in life. So by embracing the positivity, resilience, and never give up attitude, we can overcome obstacles and carve out our own paths to happiness and the success. So remember to stay tuned for more empowering conversations on cultivating a healthy mind and a fulfilling life. So if you have enjoyed today's episode, do not forget to subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And until next time, stay positive, stay resilient, and keep striving for your dreams. So thank you so much.
Thank you.